I can't remember hearing anybody ever saying a bad word about Jim McCormick. I know that's a bit of a cliche, but I honestly can't remember anybody saying a bad word about Jim McCormick. And he was known to everyone, of course, because of his work in the tiny towns and because of his situation right in the centre of the town as one of the main chemists of the town. But yes, it is a bit of a shock, and we have, you know, it's a massive loss to any community to lose a person of the calibre of Jim McCormick.
Apparently he was incredibly accommodating and very friendly, yes, and engaging pharmacist, which obviously through your profession that's an extension of it.
Well, I mean, I couldn't put it into words the service that Jim McCormick and the pharmacists, indeed all the pharmacists we were talking about, I mean, Jim now at this stage, that they provided to us here in the practice. You know, you would run out of something or just something like that there, and the service was such that, you know, if you ran out of it, you could have it within 10, 15 minutes, because he had a service that would provide you with literally everything. Sometimes you would have to order. That was never a problem. Indeed, you know, we all know that Jim always had this idea of keeping one step ahead of everybody else, whether it be in the profession or whether it be in the tidy towns, but he always wanted to be right up there close to the top.